Hello everyone, welcome to the world of App Station here on Anchor. My name is Francesco and in these segments we're going to be discussing the awesome world of applications on all of the different devices you have. So yesterday we spoke a little bit about study applications. Now for those who don't know, this station will cover all types of applications. So whether they're for study or whether they're for productivity or whether they're even for social media and things like that, we try and cover all aspects of life. So the study apps were important yesterday because they touched on a few applications that students can use to organize themselves. And being organized as a student is quite an important thing to have inside of your arsenal, especially when you're going out of university. Now, a couple of the applications we mentioned were Focus Keeper, which is a Pomodoro timer. We spoke a bit about the Pomodoro technique and how you can use it. We'll probably cover this in a future segment or a future episode. And also two more applications, which are My Study Life, and also OneNote 2. Now, these are all great applications, whether you're not a student or you are a student. It really depends. But these applications were really tailored for those students out there. So on Saturday's segment today, we're going to be covering productivity applications. I talk a lot about productivity applications, and that's mainly because I run a YouTube channel all about productivity apps. You can click that in the bio and have a check out some of the videos. So in today's feature, we're actually going to be looking at productivity applications. We're going to be looking at four specifically that I think deserve maybe 5 or 10 minutes of your time that might help you with all of your activities. Now, they are very similar in function. They are very similar to task management resources, so it's definitely worth understanding that you can use either one of these, not necessarily all of them together, to help yourself get things done. Now, I will be doing more a varied bit of content over the next couple of weeks. I'm planning next week to cover some cinema applications, some like movie goer applications, some applications for learning, so that's picking up new things, and even automating your day. So this will be one of the segments that we talk about productivity applications. So let's jump straight in and talk about these four productivity apps. So just before we go into this one, if you haven't favorited the channel yet, the station yet, feel free to hit the favorite button and also applaud if you're enjoying it. Again, I love when people call in, so feel free to recommend productivity applications that you've had as we go along. So feel free to just to do that if you want to. So the first application that I recommend is called Plan 2.0. Now this is a calendar plus task application. So it's mainly web-based at the moment, although they do have an iOS application. What you can do here is start adding your tasks and also associating it to calendar events. So it really does try and save you the hassle of having like a calendar and a task manager together, but bring them in one sort of location so that you can go, okay, open your calendar and see all of the activities that you have to do, whether they're events or whether they're tasks. The cool thing is it integrates with services like Google Calendar and Apple Calendar, so you can import the calendars you already have in your system in case you already did something similar before. But it has a nice to-do list which allows you to tick off items and also associate them to certain times in a day. So it's actually a really good resource and something that I always recommend to people who are looking for that calendar to-do list blend, because a lot of people are trying to find that ideal application, and it's so important when people do because they can really boost up their productivity and sort of blow out the water.